You know, last week around this time, we were talking with J.D. Jowett from Golf Country, and just a few hours after we talked, J.D., the governor signed an executive order saying that golf carts were allowed back on golf courses. That's a big deal, isn't it?
It's a very big deal for everybody in the golf industry, because now we're going to get more people out on the course, and it'll help the golf courses get more business. It's just a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are a lot of people that, you know, obviously walking the course, walking 18 holes is great exercise, but there are some people that aren't up to that, and it makes the game so much longer. If you've got a cart, you can get in 18 holes a lot faster than if you have to walk it.
Yes, exactly. And there's a lot of people that just can't walk, you know, because they have a physical disability of some sort, so it's opened up the door for them. And the older players to get out there and not be wore out so much. I know a lot of them tried, and it was really tough for them. So this is a big thing for them.
It feels like golf is one of the few things in the world that is somewhat normal. I mean, I know that you've had to take a lot of precautions and measures there at the store, but Golf Country is open. You can still go hit balls on the range. You can go out and play golf now at golf courses. It feels like things are getting a little bit back to normal in that respect.
Yes, they are. It's looking like we're on the right track. Things are getting back in line with the way they were, as close as our new normal is going to be. And you're right, we are open to service our customers. The retail side is open and the driving range side is open. The foot golf course is open for players like the soccer and the kickoff. We also are regripping, and you can drop those off and we'll have them for you the next day. We have a wide assortment of regrips because the leagues are starting up and everybody's starting to pull their equipment out and seeing, well, I was going to do that last fall, and I just didn't get around to it, and I need to do it because my league is going to start Tuesday. So we're here to expedite that for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. What's some of the latest and greatest stuff that people are taking a look at this year?
Oh, Callaway has introduced their new Maverick line. They have three drivers in that line, which are doing phenomenal. They have probably the one that's really outstanding and helps most the amateur and average golfer is the Max. It has a bit of a draw enhancement to it. We've had really good luck, and we talked to some people in Florida that were actually fitting before the virus got everything shut down, and that was working really well down there. We've done some fittings here, and it's panned out really well. It's long. Guys are looking for two things, obviously always long and straight, and this driver is really answering that for them.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, I know you're not able to do demo days and things like that the way that you have before, but it's great to be able to connect with people and let them know what's new.
Yes, and we are doing club fittings because we do have that in an environment that there's only two people. And we're implementing everything we can, but they can come in and get fit. And with this warmer weather coming up, Paul, we're able to hit outside so we can see full flight. And we do use a TrackMan to collect all our data. And we have a wide selection of all the clubs that you could possibly need to try. We have Callaway, TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cleveland, and Cobra. And we also have Tour Edge. So we're the fitting side is up and running and at full steam.
Yeah, but between the virus and the weather, it's been a slow start to the season, particularly the weather. I mean, it has not been real nice for golf around here, has it?
It hasn't. It's been, unfortunately, one of our regular Michigan springs, which yeah, it doesn't show up until June, but hey, we're looking at a little bit of weather today, but the weekend's looking really, really promising, Paul. And then next week, I think, is going to start brightening up, so we'll be able to get out. A lot of the leagues are starting next week, so we'll have some good weather for them and their golf leagues.
Well, there you go. And like I said, we're looking for anything that feels a little bit more normal these days. And golf is one of those things we can get out and do and enjoy. If you need new equipment or something to help out your game, Golf Country is the place to go, right?
Yes, sir. We can help you with all your golfing needs. We have about 1,800 pair of shoes, both men's and ladies, on the second level in the basement boutique. That we have a very wide selection of sizes and width. We also have a wide selection of the current equipment that just came out with the iron set. And we also have some used equipment to help people with that it may be just be getting into the sport. So we can address those too. So we're here to help you with all your golf needs, anything that you have in golf. And we give you the personal attention. We take the time to explain all your questions and help everybody out with that process.
And what hours are you keeping out there these days?
Okay, Monday through Saturday, we're here from 9 until 7. Sunday, we're open from noon to 5. And we're here to help you through that. You can schedule any fitting appointments if you just call. And also lessons, we take those by appointment. You can talk to the person at the counter, and they can schedule you and set you up with a proper professional to help you out with that.
All right, fantastic. JD, appreciate you joining us this morning. Always great to talk to you. Have a great week. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you very much, Paul. Be safe.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, you too. J.D. Jowett from Golf Country with us here on WPHN. We talked to him on Thursday mornings during golf season, and it is, by the way, golf season. Yes, even here in Michigan.